cliffcentral.com. You're listening to Digital Influence with Ryan Hogarth. I'm your host, Ryan Hogarth, on cliffcentral.com, where every week I want to explore how digital transformation is evolving and changing the way we behave, the way we interact, our relationships in general, particularly in the work environment as it relates to business. Every business model is being forced to rethink how they go about things in order to connect with and build relationships with their customers, with their workforce. We hear a lot about millennials, but I think even more frightening than the millennials are the digital natives coming behind them, who will be arriving into the workforce in the next 2 to 5 years. That's really going to change things. So I like to get people into the studio and chat about a particular aspect of that. And today, of course, is no different. And I have with me in the studio Veronique Palmer, who runs a business called Let's Collaborate, and you can find them at letscollaborate.co.za. And collaboration is an important thing. We hear a lot about it, and it's become one of these words we hear so much about it that perhaps its meaning has become diluted, but we need to understand what that is. So first of all, Veronique, hello, welcome, and thank you for being here.
Hello, Ryan. Great to be here.
So let's start with who you are and what you do. So give us the 30-second version of that, Veronique.
I'm the founder and CEO of Let's Collaborate, and we specialize in building intranets for companies and teaching people how to use them, basically, using a specific technology.
All right. Well, on the face of that, and what I find interesting is that when you say that, your immediate thought is, oh, okay, well, that sounds incredibly boring.
Yes.
Yet it isn't, and what we get out of it on the other end is quite important. So, okay, so you've given me the sort of the dull version of that, but what is it that you're accomplishing with what you do?
What we're actually accomplishing to do is inspiring people to live the best version of themselves, which is kind of a secondary spin-off to what we started the company off in the first place. So we're using technology to get to people, to teach them how to think more positively, to engage better with their businesses, to get reignited with their passion for what they're doing, to understand how they fit into the organization, to see how their little bit makes a difference to the bottom line in the businesses. And by that way, we start breaking down boundaries in companies, start breaking down those silos, encouraging people to take ownership for what they're doing.
All right, which is becoming increasingly important, because if you study the effect of technology and digital transformation and all of that, it's very easy to get sucked into the technology and be, on the one hand, amazed by it. But in truth, what we're seeing from a general point of view is that people are becoming far more important than I think they used to be. You know, if we look at the structure of businesses and relationships with customers, you know, we can't just think of our customers anymore as a number or a sale and our employees as, okay, this is the guy that hammers a nail into a shoe. We're having to sort of think about people in a far more real sense. And I think that, you know, in what you're doing with teaching collaboration is vital in that, in giving that sense of we're part of something that's better than without it. Am I making any sense
where we
to
are,
you, Veronique?
Yeah. Yes, it's about, for us, it's about building a better world,
yes. Ryan,
and for helping companies to build better businesses and to get more organized and all that type of thing. So we've seen a lot of business. We engage with a lot of businesses, from huge corporates to startups. And we see that, you know, when people are not being treated well, they cottoned onto this and they will leave, you know, and they'll stick it out, you know, if they're kind of desperate or whatever, but they are making plans all along the way. So, you know, with Let's Collaborate specifically, and we use the technology to enable that.
Yes.
We try to build a better way to live. That's really our credo, you know, and then how we kind of transfer that towards our clients is about making them, like I said, it's making them believe in themselves again.
Okay.
And by using this avenue through technology, and sometimes this technology is a bit of a scary thing, and it's such a big platform. You know, we specialize in SharePoint and Office 365. And because it's such a big platform, it can be very overwhelming for a lot of people. So we kind of break it down into small bite-sized chunks and then make them believe, or make people believe, that they can actually do this and they can actually learn something, because we deal with all adult education.
Yes.
And a lot of people think, well, I'm too stupid to learn this stuff. You know, I'm too old, I'm too this, there's too something. And that's not true, you know. And when people start to see that happening, and they kind of click on. And when you see those lights go on in their eyes for the first time, there's nothing like it in the world. There really is nothing like it. You know?
Okay, well, let's take it a step back. Your business is Let's Collaborate. So obviously collaboration was something you felt was important. And it is something we hear a lot about. And perhaps too much. It becomes a buzzword and it loses a lot of meaning. And people say, yes, collaboration. And they think they are, but are they really? So from your point of view, what is collaboration? What is it about? Why is it important? How should we be thinking about collaboration?
Well, let me ask you something. So we often hear the two words teamwork and collaboration. So let me ask you, is teamwork the same thing as collaboration?
I guess, you know, my instinctual response is, yeah, sure. I guess, I mean, they certainly have something to do with one another. But, yeah, but if you don't have collaboration building, so there's obviously a difference.
Okay, then if they're not, why are they not? Or how are they different?
All right, you're going to have to answer that, Veronique.
Well, but you see, this is the thing, is that these companies throw these terms around all the time.
No, quite right.
So this is the first thing. On day one, we're saying, well, what does this mean for you? So we're like, okay, we're going to start collaborating. Buy 20 million rands worth of software, because now we're going to collaborate. Really? Well, how? You know, how are you going to be engaging with the department, the person sitting next to you? What does that mean for that business? And there's very few companies that can actually answer that. You know, so it's about demystifying what this word means and taking the buzzwords kind of thing out of it and making it real, that you can put it in some kind of tangible way to say, okay, for us, it means, all right, well, maybe it's about working with the one version of truth of a document. Maybe it's about collaborating on a project properly together. Maybe it's about communicating with a team in a more effective way. Maybe it's about getting rid of certain documents and structuring them in a different way. Maybe it's about having a central place for all the policies and procedures to be. You know, but you got to understand, what does that mean for your business?
So what then is your involvement with that? Because then, I mean, it doesn't seem to me then that you can just train collaboration, because of what you've just said. It means different things to different people. Different size companies want to get different things out of it than others. So what is your role in bringing some understanding of that?
Well, we kind of facilitate. It's more of a facilitation role than anything else. So, you know, we get thrown with a ton of documentation usually, or business processes and whatever, and then we would be able to unravel those things and say, okay, well, cool. Let me put it to you this way. A lot of people think that they're very organized and they're very structured and their stuff is all hunky-dory. So now we come along and say, okay, cool, now we must put it onto the internet. Fine, give us all your documentation. But the second we have to start structuring that stuff inside of SharePoint, it immediately shows up all the gaps in the processes. And then some people kind of, you know, get their noses a little bit out of joint and think, well, you know, they take it sort of personally. And we're not saying it's not a personal thing. It's just that the way that you've been running your business before, and this often happens with the smaller businesses, is that you've only had your file shares on your email. And it's very, very hard to pick up the gaps in your business processes when you're working with a file share structure and just email. But when you have a platform in place that forces you to put something in an organized manner and follow a proper business process, you will very quickly see this and these gaps all over the show. So then we then help people and companies to say, okay, there's a gap here. Can you fill it, or do you want us to help you sort of fill up the gap so that the business process can run smoothly and it can get automated or operationally efficient, et cetera, et cetera?
Okay, good. And one of the things we also see is that, you know, if you want to create a business environment of collaboration that is really collaborative, it requires a little bit of thinking somewhat differently, you know, having a collaborative mindset, really. And very often what the stories I hear is you have managers, corporate managers, and they say, yeah, we're going to get collaboration software, but but they haven't bought into the idea of collaboration yet, and they struggle with it. And then they say, okay, well we tried this collaboration tool and it's rubbish because it didn't work. Yet it didn't work because there was no proper approach to it. Is that something you run into a lot? Does that go on all the time?
All the time. If collaboration doesn't come from the top, it's not going to come from the bottom. Absolutely no way. So, I mean, think about it. You know, if your top corporate, your exco level guys have got no interest in communicating properly with the people below them, how is that enforcing collaboration or encouraging collaboration on the lowest levels inside of a business? And you can pick it up straight away in the giant corporates, and this is more in the retail space.
Yes.
You know, you can see it in the frontline staff at Tills and that kind of thing. You can see immediately when management is having some sort of, you know, two-way conversation with their staff or not.
Oh, okay.
It's very easy to pick up when you work in this sort of environment. You can start picking those signs up very, very quickly.
And how do you start to sort of break through that? Because it is where it exists, it's very hard to break through. I think corporates are under more and more pressure to start changing their minds about it, and they're being forced to relook at things, but it is a tough journey. And how do we start to break that down?
Well, it's a slow journey because from my understanding that your corporate culture is decided in your first 10 people. So, you know, with Let's Collaborate, I am pedantic about this. I will go through the 500 first 10 people if I have to before I scale out properly because I'm absolutely very singularly focused about what the type of culture I want in my business.
Okay.
So when you're already 40, 50,000, 60,000 people big, and now you need to turn that ship, you know, you've got to think about how that's going to happen. It's going to take, you're looking at a five-year roadmap at minimum to start kind of like turning the tide a little bit. But you can use technology to your favor in that place, you know. So if you've got these collaboration tools available and you've got this vision about, okay, listen, the problem here is that we've got a very siloed sort of environment, you know, if that's part of the strategic approach to the platform, you can start then building the culture into the way that you teach this technology. So that it just becomes that this is the way that we work here. You know, so it's not a case of, well, the technology does this, the technology does that. No, okay. The technology does this for you. So it just becomes part of your culture training sort of at the same time.
All right, so that's a big business.
Yes.
Several thousand employees. What about some entrepreneur who's got 5 people, 10 people? Where does the collaboration idea, thought model, technology help that guy?
Well, they need to get their stuff. If they're trying to grow their business or they want to grow their business, they're going to have to get some sort of technology, internet platform in place to get organized. And I would highly recommend that they start with their policies and procedures and with their mailing lists. And we see this often. I've attended a lot of events lately with SMEs. And across the board, every single time, you know, the credo is when I say to them, so what are you going to do with your business? What's the plan? I'm going to make millions. I'm going to sell my business and I'm going to make millions. Oh, really? And what's the plan? How are you going to do that? Blank stares. There's no answer. Okay, but like, wait, what's the plan here? You know, if you're not organized operationally, it is going to come back and bite you. I think it's really, really critical and something that they don't actually teach you in the brochure, you know.
So what are you doing with somebody like that? If you're and I know you're particularly passionate about the smaller business, the entrepreneur guys who, which is very valid because these are the people really driving employment, I think. And so what is the approach with them? How are you training them on collaboration?
Well, we're looking at their businesses as a whole,
yes.
As a business as a whole, and then trying to extract that information out of them and trying to encourage them to put everything that they do in writing from day one.
Okay.
You know, because this is not something that comes naturally to a lot of people, and nobody tells you to do this.
Yes.
You know, because the second you want to scale it to person number two, well, how do I do my job? And not everybody's written this stuff down. This is where your policies and procedures and standards and guidelines sort of come in place. Mm. And while it sounds very schleppy and
I'm fascinated by that because it does sound. It sounds dull. It sounds laborious. Mm. And when you're talking about the spirit of entrepreneurship, you want to go out and take the world. Mm-hmm. But don't forget to write policy and procedure. But what is that? I guess it's linking with how does that tie in with your success? I think that's an important link to make rather than, well, it's something you have to do. This is going to help you succeed, right?
Yes, exactly. So, you know, I kind of trailblazed in our industry, whatever. So I had a couple of people follow in my tracks after I left and started my own business. And some of them were very, very successful and some of them weren't. And I think the differentiator here was some of us wrote down a lot of policies and procedures in order to be able to scale out. You know, there's some people that are just flying by the seat of their pants and that's fine. That's their thing. But for me, that's, you know, for us, Let's Collaborate, that's not the legacy that we want to leave. For us, it's a lot about legacy. What are we leaving behind? You know, sooner or later, there's going to have to be some sort of succession plan for me and somebody's going to have to take over. How are they going to do that? How are they going to carry on that message that I've spent 7 years building if I haven't put this down in paper somewhere? You know, so for me, it's very, very much about, you know, getting my vision onto paper so that it can be taken forward by my team, which is working very, very well. Now, I've got an incredible, incredible team right now, and we have never been stronger in 7 years ever.
Fantastic. Mm. So when we're talking about collaboration from a corporate or even a small business point of view, the first question to answer, well, the first thing to know is that collaboration is incredibly important. And it is vital to your success. But you've got to understand what it means. What does it mean to you?
For you, yes.
What does it mean for you? Because it might be, it's not going to mean the same thing to you as it does to others.
No.
What does it mean in the context of your own business?
Correct.
And then realize that there is technology to help you build culture. And then when you're getting your culture right, it sort of makes it right for the use of technology. So it's almost a self-sustaining thing. One helps the other, and hopefully it works in a circle that helps that helps everyone. And particularly if you're in a small business, get organized from the very beginning. And the two things that you mentioned, which I think are quite important, Veronique, is have a mailing list from day one and have it organized. And you want to grow that database, that mailing list, because it is your gold mine. And have your policies and procedures in place from the very beginning. Write stuff down from day one, because if you start early, the earlier you start, the better set up and prepared you are for the future.
Definitely.
All right. So my guest today on Digital Influence has been Veronique Palmer from letscollaborate.co.za. You can find out more about what she does there. Go and visit and check it out. And I am Ryan Hogarth, your host. And until the next time, I'll see you on Digital Influence. CliffCentral.com.